You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1437.
And my mentor at the time, I told him that I was angry that, you know, somebody was making more than me, and I felt like I was working really hard, and I was like, you know, comparing myself to others. And my mentor was like, why are you comparing yourself to somebody else? Like, that doesn't get you paid. That doesn't increase your business. That doesn't do anything, right? You need to compare yourself against your plan.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Your marketing costs in this business should never be higher than 25% of your income. Grab a pad, grab a pen, get ready to take a tremendous amount of notes, because I am telling you, I've come prepared today. We're talking about adding 50 deals to your business, and it's broken down into four main parts. Number one is business planning. Don't let that lull you to sleep. Going to be absolutely critical. It changed my business forever. It changed it forever. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so exciting to go through this. You're going to be like, oh yes, this is exactly what I need. I'm telling you, because when my mentor went through this with me, I kept hitting a ceiling, and I just couldn't get over like 40 deals a year. I couldn't get it over like 400,000 in income. And then it exploded after doing this one exercise, strap and get ready. But that's only the first part. It's only the first quarter of this four quarter game, baby. I worked really hard to put this together, because I was like, oh man, I really want to talk about this. And then I was like, oh, if I talk about this, we got to add all these. So strap in, get ready. Let's get started. 2011, I was pissed off. I was working in a real estate brokerage, and I hadn't really figured out wholesaling yet. I had done 60 flips. I had a bid at the foreclosure auctions. I've done a tremendous amount of short sales in the downturn, whatever. Nobody cares, right? Anyway, there was a gal that did over 400,000. Her name was Chris. There was a meeting and they announced her, and I was like, I am so mad. And I said it out loud, and they're like, what? And it was a frustration in myself. And my mentor at the time, I told him that I was angry that, you know, somebody was making more than me, and I felt like I was working really hard, and I was like, you know, comparing myself to others. And my mentor was like, why are you comparing yourself to somebody else? Like, that doesn't get you paid. That doesn't increase your business. That doesn't do anything, right? You need to compare yourself against your plan. What do you mean? What do you mean my plan? A plan? He goes, well, you have goals, right? And I said, yeah. You have big goals, right? And I said, yeah. I write them down every day. I have the Grant Cardone 10X little calendar thingy, a notebook thing, and I write it down every single day. I know exactly what it is. And they go, that's great, but you need an action plan. You need an actual business plan. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, do you think that Apple has a business plan? I said, yeah. Do you think that American Airlines has a business plan? I said, yeah. Do you think that the Phoenix Suns have a business plan? I said, yeah, probably. Yeah. He goes, there's goals, and then there's the way to achieve those goals for the year. So let's put together your business plan. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this. This seems like nonsense. He goes, well, do you want to just be on the treadmill every year? Just having the same amount of income every single year? I said, no. He goes, well, then let's do this exercise. And this is the exact exercise that I'm going to do with you. I've tweaked it for wholesaling, and this is our own, but it's really, really, really important to make sure that you track your results, you stay very focused on your plan, and you put the blinders on. You block out all the noise. Doesn't that take a weight off your shoulders? You know what I mean? You're not like in a race against anybody else. You're just competing against your own creation, your own plan. It makes it so that you can just focus on the actual income producing activities and not worry about anything else. Nobody else, unless you're an employee, which we're not, we're hard, powerful entrepreneurs, that they're not going to pay us. We only pay ourselves. The amount of value that we provide the marketplace, our income equals the amount of value we provide us when we're starting out, us. Unless you have a big budget, unless you've made it somewhere else and you're just starting this business with a big nest egg, which most of us don't, we got to go out and earn it. And so we need a plan. So do this exercise with me. We're going to drop a Google Drive link in the comments of this that you can download this. Usually it would be at wholesalinginc.com, but we're making a transition over to school, S-K-O-O-L, which is going to be bananas. Get ready for that. Strap in for that. If you're watching this months from now, find us Wholesaling Inc. on school and we will be there. But let's take a look at the business plan for this year. All right, here we go. Number one is, what's your net income goal? What do you want to take home to you and your family this year? Look at the year as the next 12 months. Start your year now, okay? I mean, we don't have to live in the world of calendars starting January 1st to December 31st, whatever. Just start your year right now, okay? What's your income goal for the next 365 days from right now, okay? What do you want your average deal size to be? What's your average income per deal goal? What's your average cost per deal goal? Just a little hint here. Your marketing costs in this business should never be higher than 25% of your income. You should be putting a dollar in, getting $4 out. If you are not, you can't bring on really great talent and grow your business and keep it long lasting. It'll just burn out at some point. I hope that makes sense. Anyway, keep it 1 to 4 if that doesn't make sense. And then read this. This is something that my mentor, Tom Kroll, pounded into my head. It's not income minus expenses equals profit. It is total income minus the profit that you want to take home equals your expenses. What does this do? This does a ton of things. One, it keeps you focused, right? As entrepreneurs, we're kind of ADHD. This is science. We're kind of all over the place. Right? We get shiny object syndrome. We get very excited very quickly about things. But if you have a golden goose and you know what's paying your bills and you know what's bringing all the money into your life, you're going to stay focused. And I'm telling you, you stay focused on building a wholesaling business that runs without you. It is a cash machine like no other. I am telling you, it could give you $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, $70, $100,000 every single month wired into your account without you working in the business, if you follow the plan, if you put profit first, if you keep your expenses from going wild. But what most people do is we get a bunch of money, and because from 0 to 12, we didn't grow up in a wealthy environment where, you know, talking about $10,000 or $100,000 or $1 million was a normal run-of-the-mill conversation at dinner time, we have a financial thermostat that's set lower. And we hit that financial thermostat, and we're like, oh my gosh, I don't deserve this money. Oh my gosh, this is too much. Oh my gosh, I better start investing in my business. That's when I know somebody has a low financial thermostat. They go, well, no, I'm going to just take the profits and invest back into my business. Stop it. Stop. Take the money home. Replace your income first. Get into this business full time. Then start investing in your business. All right? That's the equation. Total income minus the profit. Make it sexy. Make it something that like just punches you in the gut and makes you feel uncomfortable. How much is that? Is it 10,000? Is it 20? Is it 30? Is it 50? Whatever it is. Make sure that it has to be a big, hairy, audacious goal right there for how much profit you want to take home. All right. Now, your business plan is broken down into 6 parts. Number one is you're going to recap last year's income. If you're just starting out, you can skip this. You can skip 1 and 2. All right. Next is your deal sources. Where did you find your deals last year? Okay. 3 is your specific goals for this year, income goals for this year. Number 4 is the numbers required to achieve your goals. This is your action plan. 5 is your daily schedule so that you can achieve your action plan. Number 6 is who do you need on your team to achieve that and keep the guardrails up so that you're moving in the right direction and you don't take the long, windy road up the path, right? And who you need to hire so that you can start, you know, really expanding the amount of value your company can provide this year, all right? So look at last year's recap. What was your total income you were paid? How much was your total business expenses? How many deals did you put under contract? How many of those closed? Sometimes you're not going to close every deal. That's just a fact. There's going to be situations outside of your control. There's going to be title issues. There's going to be, sometimes you're going to get the numbers wrong, which shouldn't happen. But if you are, you know that you're not going to close every deal, but you should be closing most of them by following our instruction on this channel. What's your average income per deal? Average hours worked per week? Current income pending? Present inventory to be sold? Like, what do you have right now that you need to sell? The current income pending means like, what are you closing in the next 30, 45 days? What do you have to sell? How many days did you work last year? How many total conversations did you have with sellers? How many total offers made? Could you imagine? I know this is going to sound crazy. Imagine that you know how many people you need to talk to, have a conversation with to do a deal. How many people you need to talk to that you then make offers to do a deal. Do you think that you could be better at planning your business and making big investments in your business when the time is right if you know those metrics? Yes. This was my problem. This was my problem. I was just shooting from the hip. I was in hustle season, baby. Captain Hustle. I was out there having conversations, making offers. No, it doesn't matter. I'm a whirling dervish. I'm like the Tasmanian devil doing deals out there. I was going bananas, but I kept hitting a ceiling because I didn't know. I didn't know how many people I needed to talk to. I just knew it was a bunch. But once I figured it out, it made sense. Where are your deals coming from? Or is it from referrals? Now, referrals, I characterize here as just your friends and family or people on social media that know that you buy houses. All right. How many deals did you get from that? How many deals did you get from real estate agents? How many deals did you get from cold calling property owners? How about text message marketing? How about pay-per-click? How about bandit signs? How about direct mail? How about door knocking? TV and radio? Facebook, and whatever else you did, write it down. Because if you write it down, you go, okay, listen, I did 8 deals and I made 200,000 making calls. Then you know, okay, wait, what did it cost me to make those calls? What did it cost me for the phone numbers? What did it cost me for the lists? What did it cost me for the technology? Oh, wow. I got a 12-to-1 return on my investment there. That's probably a good thing to continue to do. Or pour more into. This is how we make decisions to get to over 50 deals a year. All right. Next, production goals. What's your production goals? Your total income. This isn't the net income going home. What is your total income? How many deals do you want to do? How many deals do you have to put under contract? And how many of those are actually going to sell? Look at them. Now, if you're just starting out, just assume that you'll close 80%. 80% is a nice one. It puts a 10%. We're at like 90, 92% close ratio of deals we put under contract. Add a little, give yourself a little buffer because maybe your numbers aren't going to be right. Maybe you're going to screw up a couple of them. You know what I mean? So put it 80%, average income per deal, goals per week, goal days worked, conversations, how many conversations, and how many offers do you have to make? Now, next, how many leads to appointments do you need to have? What's that ratio? How many leads to offer appointments is what I mean. You could do this business virtually. You could be on your computer. You could be on your phone. You could do it from anywhere. I saw a dude on TikTok. He was doing it from like Bali in a pool. I don't know if he's actually doing it, but it seemed like he was. I mean, you could do it anywhere. We have students in Belgium. We have students in Africa. We have students in Australia. A ton in Israel, Brazil, Mexico, Canada. I mean, you could do it all around the world. It's incredible. You need to have an appointment to make an offer. That's what I mean by appointment. Did you make an offer? An offer appointment. So how many leads do you need to make offers, right? How many offers to sign contracts? And how many signed contracts to close them? And then how many conversations do you have to have every day to hit your goals? How many offers do you have to make every day to hit your goals? Next, part 5, your daily schedule. What does it look like? Guys, we have 168 hours every single week, baby. If you sleep full-time and work full-time, you still have 70 hours to figure this out, to put this in. If you're part-time, you got to go 20 hours. Find me 20 hours, baby. Find me 20 hours and you will replace your income and do this business full-time. And I believe you can stay focused for 40 hours and build a million-dollar business. Without a doubt. I don't believe it. I know it. I've done it. Yes, we're always, as entrepreneurs, thinking about business and doing things and, it's not in this schedule, but in this schedule, what are you doing to have conversations and make offers with property owners? That's it. Of actual work time right here, planning, putting together all your systems, fiddling with technology. It's cool. Leave it to like a half hour a day or something. The real money is made actually providing value. Focus on income producing activities and fill it out. What's your daily schedule going to be? Well, Brent, I can only do this 2 hours after I get off work. Great. Time block. I can only do this Saturdays and Sundays. Great. Time block. I've got it wide open. I could do it all day long. Great. Time block. But I would caution you, Just fill it out 7 to 5. If you have a full schedule, if you can't get this figured out between 7 and 5, then you're wasting way too much time doing nonsense. Be honest, you are. So fill it out. Boom. Part 6. Who do you need to hire to hit your goal? Who's your mentor, coach, or guide? You're going to have one. You're going to have a few. Who is it? You don't have to be in a coaching program like Wholesaling Inc. and the Rhino Tribe. You could have virtual mentors. I mean, I could be your virtual mentor just watching through here. You need to have somebody that has been where you want to go. You have to. It's so, I can't imagine not having a coach for anything that I want to do. I just go and try to, if I wanted to figure out how to like whittle wood into like whatever, I don't know, just some awesome wood design, I would find somebody that knows all the ways to cut it and all the different patterns and all the different saws and everything. It's the same thing. That's a terrible analogy, but whatever. I would, you know what I mean? Like, you have to have somebody that you're following, somebody that's going to lay the blueprint out for you. Who is it going to be? Fill it out. Who's your accountability partner? Who's going to keep you accountable? Who's going to check on your numbers? Who's pushing hard as well? Who's just a high level winner? Who's a high level winner that will not let you get away with anything? And what skills do I need to focus on? And what, oh, Brent, I don't know what the skills are for real estate investing. You're about to find out, baby. Boom. Skills test right here. It's 10 major skills. Scale of 1 to 10. Be honest. Go through it. Time management, lead generation methods, referral database, phone skills and communication, pre-qualifying buyers and sellers, property valuations, comps, and potential. What is the potential of those properties? Lead follow-up handling, objections, offer presentation and closing, and negotiating buyers and sellers. And number 10 is focus on starting over every single day, starting every day at zero. Go through it, honestly. Skills test, 1 through 10. Where do you rank? And then start focusing on building those skills, because that's what is going to help you build your business, okay? So guys, download this, go through the exercise, put down your goal. And this is something that is very, very critical. And I wrote it down here, and I want to make sure. You got to review this once a week. You got to review your plan once a week. Okay. Once a week, you got to review your plan. Where are you? Because the business growth that you have this year equals personal growth. It can't grow without you. And discipline takes its place as motivation can't. That's for sure. You want to see high achievers. They're all incredibly disciplined. They're disciplined. That's it. That's the difference. That's the difference in all things. The difference between Kobe Bryant and whatever. Some run-of-the-mill Rex Chapman. Let's just say that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just discipline. Discipline takes us places that motivation can't, and you got to review this every single week. Do it. Put it as part of your weekly schedule. It's important to review your profit and loss statement. It's important to review where your business is coming from. It's important to review, and this is a working document. This is a working document. You got to be making adjustments all the time. It's not just you set it now and all of a sudden it just perfectly lays out. It's a working document, but it's going to give you the path. It's going to let you know what you need to do to hit the goals that you have. And maybe you need to talk to more people this year. Maybe it's one of those years. Maybe you need to talk to less people this year. Maybe it's one of those years. It has been for us. We're going bananas this year. Take a look at it. Take a look at it every single week. If you're interested in joining the most proactive community in real estate investing, it is the Rhino Tribe. Go to wholesalinginc.com, wholesalinginc.com. Check out what it's all about and join this unbelievable community. If it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call. We look forward to working with you. And that's it. I close out this podcast, as I always do, encouraging you to go out there and talk to people. Till next time. Love you guys. See ya.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.